Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome here in the van with the plan to bring you more cheese this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And it is Cheese, Please, where we bring you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And every so often we get into the children's side of craziness.
Yeah, it was very, very sad.
What? What's so
Once
sad?
Upon a time, we could bring kids in for our children's shows.
Oh, yeah, and someone ex-nayed that. I don't know why. I never.
It's because all the kids grew up.
Oh, yeah. We got to find new kids.
We have to grow a whole new batch of kids.
That can be difficult, you know? Our nomad life of driving around looking for cheesy music.
Well, here's the thing. They're not going to be our kids. They have to be someone else's so we can give them back when we're done with them.
Yeah, but Daffodil, at a thrift shop, I don't want to walk up to a kid and say, hey, want to be on a radio show? Like, the parents will freak. So
It's kind of like offering strange kids candy,
The
right?
next thing I know, I got a mall cop on me. The alarms are going off, and I'm hauled off to jail because I asked a kid just something very simple. I don't want to go down that route.
So we won't look for strange kids. We'll find kids that we know.
What kids do we know? Exactly. That's my point. Anyway, never mind. We'll think about that later. But we're focusing on our profile of the Do-Re-Mi Children's Chorus this week on the show. We don't know much about them.
We just know they're called the Do-Re-Mi Children's Chorus, and they are strangely absent on the interwebs.
Go figure. And on the why do you want to play that... A little lesson in life from some Bermudan Islanders. That's rather interesting, coming up a little later. But we're starting off the show with a calliope, you
a
could
calliope.
Say.
A calliope?
I think it is. One of those organ things, you know.
The circus things.
Yeah.
I like calliopes.
Well, you're really going to like this because I know how much you like Monty Python.
We're going to have the Monty Python theme on calliope?
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
But we're starting off with Pink Panther, the theme. Also, both done by Don Thompson, right here on...
Cheese, Please!
On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin, S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
Thank you.
Keys with Don Thompson and the Monty Python theme. There we go. And before that, it was the Pink Panther theme. The record was suffering just a little bit. That was not your ears. I just want to make sure.
Well, your ears were probably suffering listening to the record, which was also suffering.
Well, I think someone got it too close to the sun. It melted just a bit.
But, a little warped.
But we got it to play, so that's the important part, because that's just so fun. That's just so fun. The Pink Panther theme played on that. You know, that's just, I don't know what to say other than, this is Cheese, Please.
And this is your hosts.
What's my name?
Snarf Dude.
And your name is Daffodil. So, hey, glad you're here. Just throwing out the funsies today, because it's all fun and games with the Do-Re-Mi Children's Chorus, playing games and having fun. At least it seems that way.
Well, you know, somebody's definition of funsies anyway.
I don't know a darn thing. We couldn't find anything on the internet about this group, other than they made a lot of albums here and there, kids singing various things.
But mostly kids' songs, but these ones not so much.
Yeah, the album actually is called Playing Games and Having Fun. So we're going to hear Chibaba Chibaba a little later on. But this set, we have Pink Flamingo and Dancing Crane coming up shortly. I gotta juggle that in my head. I can't figure out why we're going to play first.
We're going to play Powder Your Face with Sunshine first.
Right here on
Cheese, Please.
Thank you.
with the Do Re Mi Children's Chorus and Pink Flamingo and Dancing Crane. And speaking of dancing, Daffodil.
Do not.
What?
Do not say that.
I was going to compare you to somebody.
Yes, I know.
You cut me off.
Okay, fine, do it.
You were dancing like a Muppet on your chair.
Well, that's pretty much the only way you can dance in a chair.
I suppose.
Everybody who dances in a chair dances like a Muppet. Okay, play me some more songs.
Chibaba Chibaba by the Do-Re-Mi Children's Chorus on...
Cheese, please.
Chibaba Chibaba Chihuahua and Shalala Kukala Goomba. Chibaba Chibaba Chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba Chibaba Chihuahua and Shalala Kukala Goomba. Chibaba Chibaba Chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. All the stars are in the skies, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your doll is sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, kookala goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
The Do-Re-Mi Children's Chorus that seemed to be always happy there. And Chibaba Chibaba! Ending off our profile on the Do-Re-Mi Children's Chorus, which we don't know much about, but we can speculate a little bit.
It's a bunch of kids.
Well, yeah, but I kind of wonder, Daffodil, are they always happy like that?
Yes, because they're kids.
I mean, what happens when they have to eat or go to bed? And the parents put them in bed... And they just, like, get upset because they don't want to go to bed or someone doesn't like how they sing and they just get all upset and they're not happy anymore.
I bet they're still happy all the time.
They cannot be happy. There has to be a tantrum here somewhere.
Nah.
They're just so...
They're happy, happy, joy, joy people.
I wish life was like that, Daffodil. We struggle every so often looking for cheesy music. We gotta do the dishes. We gotta do odd jobs to keep our mission to find cheesy music going. Is it always happy like that for their lives of these kids?
Probably. Would you please continue with what comes next?
Oh, yes. I'm getting too deep.
You're way off topic.
I know. I'll play this.
Now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
And speaking of life lessons, a little deep here. That's all I'll say.
You went way too deep, and now you have to kind of dig a much more shallow hole for yourself.
No, we're going to get a little deep and a little mission life lesson here with Hubert Smith and the Coral Islanders, and it doesn't hurt to be friendly. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are all Bermudians, and many times people come by and they'd like to know the reason why Bermudians are so friendly. We say it's because of our mothers. Because as very small children walking along the streets, if we happened to pass someone and failed to speak, she'd bang us upside the head. And because of this, we all say, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And the results of all of that is that we now have an island full of people who are considered to be some of the most friendly people in the world. That's why we say, it doesn't hurt to be friendly. Doesn't hurt to be friendly. Doesn't hurt to be nice. If you live in a city on an isle of paradise. Now if you wake in the morning and you feel kind of blue, just shout a big hello to the folks next to you. Just keep on smiling wherever you are, 'cause a happy smile's the greatest thing by far. It doesn't hurt to be friendly. It doesn't hurt to be nice. If you live in a city on an isle of paradise, if you go out walking as you stroll along the street, just shout a big howdy to everyone you meet. Just keep on smiling wherever you are, 'cause a happy smile's the greatest thing by far. It doesn't hurt to be friendly. It doesn't hurt to be nice. If you live in a city on an isle of paradise. On an isle of paradise.
This is Ponderous Man. Really ponderous. Work one day, and nobody remembered who I was. So, I decided to take the day off. On my way out, I run into my boss, and he says, "Hey, you look familiar." I said, "Thanks. People say that a lot in these dreams." And the horns kicked in. My shoes started to squeak. Then all of a sudden, I'm standing on a beach in some tropical part of the world, and there's a sign that says, "Aren't you supposed to be at work?" Sort of screamed out at me. And I remember, I'd been here in other dreams. Usually there was a water polo game, and a girl who could talk with her eyes, and she'd say,
"Can you see what I'm saying?"
Horns kicked in, and my shoes started to squeak. Before I knew it, I was walking near a lake when a phone rings, and the operator speaks to me in a language I don't understand.
Boom, papa, chaka, maka, nato, singa. Ding, kaba, lana, wane, domo, ching, pow. Heavy, kaba, lua, kama, chena, sing, tea. Boom, papa, chaka, maka, wane, is now free.
Then the horns kicked in. Shoes started to squeak. Before long, I was coming up on this really weird part of my dream. You know, the part where I know how to tap dance, but I can only do it while wearing golf shoes. Now I'm back on the beach, walking with this girl who talks with her eyes. This time she says,
"I think you see what I'm saying."
Just before I woke up, it started to rain in Southern California.
Boom, papa, chaka, maka, Makanano Singa. Tinka Balana Wani Domu Ching Pao. Eddie Kapalua Kama Genesing T. Boom Mama Chakamana One is now three.
The girl talked with her eyes.
Can you see what I'm saying?
Aren't you supposed to be at work? This is ponderous, man. Really ponderous.
Jeez, please. Man, that's ponderous.
That was kind of cool. I have no idea what it was, but it was kind of cool.
It's 2NU, apparently, or 2NU, however you want to read it. And this is ponderous. And that's pretty much all I know. From the early 1990s, apparently. That's just so catchy. I'm addicted. I'm going to play it again off air.
And again, and again, and again. And again. Because that's what you do when you find something you really like.
Yeah, for about, I don't know, a couple hours. And after that, I just, you know. It's like, no more, no more. And before that, Hubert Smith and the Coral Islanders. It doesn't hurt to be friendly. It actually hurts not to be friendly, apparently, if you listen to that.
Sometimes it does hurt to be friendly, because you can go and you can talk to people in strange places and they might shoot you, even though you're just trying to be friendly.
Yeah, well, it's all about perspective, isn't it?
It is.
My name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have gradually welded our way to the end of another episode of Cheese Please.
I'm sorry, I got a little intense and thing on that whole children's thing.
I know, you completely destroyed the part where I'm supposed to say that this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, because it really did not fit in when you were doing all this deep thought.
I'll try to hold back on deep thought, okay?
Yes, do that. Play, quick.
I gotta do deep. This is pretty deep, though.
Yes.
I stick my head in the glove compartment. That's pretty
not
deep.
Not your head, your hand. Your head won't fit in the glove compartment.
Oh, well, you know, I can... Theater of the Mind, Daffodil. I could stick my head. The listeners won't know.
What are we playing?
The disco version of It's a Gas from Alfred E. Newman and Mad Magazine from the late 70s.
Cool.
Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us, and come back next week for more fun and shenanigans.
Oh, you bet you come back. Will they come back?
I hope so.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, Alfred, let's boogie. We'll be right back.
wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.